Street Dive, Ally McGurk was Till It's Gone, title track from that recording. Squirrel Flower, So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings, another title track, and then Lake Street Dive, Don't Make Me Hold Your Hand. And Brian Young is here in this station with Crash Course for the Ravers.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravers, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kurzenegg, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. But snorting head, he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the raids no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday, it's a driving
1.5 WMFO in Medford.
It is a crash course for the Raven Show. I'm Brian Young with the dry mouth. Need some water. I'm here till 4, bringing you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, if I like them. We're supposed to have Mark Bell on today. He had open heart surgery this week, and I hear he's doing well, so he's in recovery, and hopefully we'll hear from him soon. Sending out good vibes, Mark. We'll play some Mark Bell music in a little bit. I didn't really have time to set that up yet, so we're going to start with some Rolling Stones from the Vault, 1975, Los Angeles. Play a few from that, and we'll do something from Mark Bell. Stick around, it's a crash course for the Ravers.
I'll tell you who's playing with us tonight. We got on keyboards, we got Bobby, we got Philip Preston. Woo! He's from Japan, a canyon. He's from Los Angeles. He's gonna sing for you. We got the Desperate Tune Up Twins. The first of all of the Desperate Tune Up Twins is Ronnie Wood, guitar. And then on drums we have braided Ollie Brown. On drums we have Charlie Watts. All right. And on bass, it's gonna give us a smile. He give us a smile. Ooh, shit. Bill Wyman on bass. On guitar and vocals and Keith Richards. We'll be right back. How you feel? Good? Thank you very much. We'd like to do a number for you called Fingerprint Fire. Better lay low.
track.
Thank you.
What the heck is he talking about? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Let's see, Janice on Facebook. Hey, listening to your Stones Block. Thanks. Sorry didn't make it out last weekend. I was laid up. Oh, maybe she doesn't want me to tell you this stuff. My cough came back. Sorry, Janice. Hopefully next time. Yes, we had a good show the other night, Thursday night. Had a blast. We had Mad Painter, we had Stigmatics, we had Doug McDonald Band, and the Thigh Scrapers, and we rocked. It was a great time at the Middle East. We'll hear something from all those bands. Well, we already heard Thigh Scrapers intro. We'll hear the rest anyway. We're supposed to have Mark Bell on today. Cowboy Mark Bell from the Joe Berry Project and Thunder Train and others. I sure hope he gets better before January. We're supposed to play with him. I don't know how long. He might be lined up for a while. But if you listen to Mark, we're sending you good vibes and good tunes. I don't think he was on that one. He's definitely on Once a Rocker, Always a Rocker. His Joe Perry Project featuring Mark Bell.
I wanna do it twice. Once a rocker, always. Thank you. This is Oedipus again, this time with Mark Bell, lead vocalist for Thunder Train, a band who is represented on the Rat album but not performing this evening. Mark, tell us about your brand new album on Jelly Records called Teenage Suicide.
Well, certainly, Oedipus. I'm glad to be here tonight at WAAF, and it's great. Sorry the band can't be out there blasting away, but we've got our equipment strewn all over up in New Hampshire where we've been playing lately. Our album we have out right now, Teenage Suicide, is a real ripper of an album. It's something, I don't know, I think it's been aired actually on AAF on a premiere or something of some sort, but it's an album dealing with the frustration that teenagers have today, and it's the whole, we're trying to find the reason why so many kids come up to us and say, boy, I'd like to commit suicide. Jeez, I almost committed suicide. God, if I had a chance, I'd commit suicide. There's a lot of that going around these days. So this album sort of gets into some of these sexual and parental and whatever frustration. You're not having enough money to go see a show, whatever. We're getting into that and sort of trying to speak for a whole bunch of kids that we feel aren't being spoken to by a lot of the bands that we hear on the radio and read about in the magazines all the time.
Now, as opposed to a number of the bands playing tonight who are Boston-based, you're actually based out there near Worcester, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We're a lot closer to Worcester. You know, we've done a lot. We've done our share out in Worcester. The band's been together for 3 years, and it wasn't until a year ago today, in fact, July 4th, that I first really got involved in this whole scene here in Boston. I started getting interested, and we sort of got adopted into the scene when we cut our hit single, Hoffer Teacher, and suddenly... we were categorized as a punk band, but I'm sure a lot of listeners out there right now saw us a good 3 years ago when we were starting off, and we did a lot of clubs out there in the hills, way out there, Berkshires, Worcester, Springfield, every place, you know.
Now, Hot for Teacher is climbing the charts in England, I hear.
Yeah, well, it's a tough single to chart exactly, since it looks like we have a bootleg going on in Europe as well as our own official Jelly version. Same song, just one version brings back money and we can chart it. The other version, who knows what it is. And we have evidence of a bootleg going. You know, we've sold thousands and thousands legitimately, plus who knows how many of this other version. But it seems to be the biggest selling single to ever come out of Boston on an independent type label.
Does this seem to be a problem with independent labels, bands releasing singles and albums on their own labels, finding other people taking them and re-recording them and then releasing them?
I don't know if this problem exists that much. It's always a problem with a small label in that, say, your huge conglomerate company releases something, it gets bootlegged, they can send their lawyers, their corporate headquarters in Europe gets on it and bust these people, but we're working out Jelly Records, which is a bunch of people hanging out here in Boston who are just relatively powerless. Not only powerless, but we really don't want to spend negative energy running across Europe trying to find who's bootlegging our singles. So, I mean, it's all promo.
Yeah, it's all spreading the good word of Jelly Records.
Yeah, right, spreads the word. But, you know, it's not the right thing to happen, but we don't really fight against it, you know. If it's flattery, let's face it. If someone wants to bootleg your product, it's great.
Really. The Rat is the center for everything happening here in Boston in terms of rock and roll, although sooner or later some other clubs will be opening up, as well as a number of the bands not playing here tonight who aren't represented but are very much a part of the Boston scene.
Sure.
Certain of those bands you know rather well.
Yeah, well, the Cars, obviously, I'm sure a lot of listeners know them. They just play down the Coliseum. We just did a concert with them up in the White Mountains. They've played the Music Hall. They've been around. They're a very, very commercial band, something that anybody can get into, you know. You can tap your foot to it. Even your mother might be tapping her foot to it. I mean, it's just great music, let's face it. And I'm sure a lot of listeners will be getting turned on to it. They've done, in fact, we played out in Worcester area at a club with them as well, so I'm sure a lot of people have been turned on to the Cars. They're not here tonight. They're working a lot. A lot of the bands stay very city centralized, while some of us, like the Cars and ourselves and Ray Teddy, go out a lot, playing constantly, every place, pushing our albums or whatever. Cars don't have an album now, but they do get a lot of airplay on their tapes.
Well, what about some of the other bands who we won't hear tonight, but are represented on the Rat album or in Boston in terms of rock and roll?
Well, on the other hand, from the Cars, who have such a very smooth sound, you've got your new bands like Baby's Arm, was a brand new band that are more into the rough, taking from the 60s, a big beat sound, something that's definitely more youth-oriented, dancing-type sound. Of course, dancing's really big here in Boston. Everybody likes to dance. They've got some really fine musicians, but they're really oriented into getting people moving. And you've got Slash, or a hard rock, high energy act who've been playing with us. You have the Real Kids, who are taking a lot of influence out of the 60s and bringing up to date with lyrics that anybody who lives here on the East Coast can really relate to. I mean, Bostonians especially, they're very much into talking about things that we can relate to and putting it to a beat that we can all really get into. And I don't know if I can really speak for their music, but the Real Kids, of course, have a huge following in Boston. I don't know exactly why they're not here tonight, but, you know, they have this thing very much together. Just recorded a single of their own that's going to be distributed on Sponge Records in Europe and is going to be imported here into the United States. I don't know if it'll be immediately available, since it's on this import basis. It's sort of a unique way to release a record, but should be really interesting. All these bands are fantastic, really. It's a great scene.
And what's interesting is that they're all diversified. No band sounds like any other band.
No, not really. The one thing, Boston's a dancing town. Boston's a foot-tapping town. A town that wants to get up and move. And that's one thing, that every one of the bands can get you moving, get you put a smile on your face, get you moving. There's not too much laid-back drudgery, depresso music. It's very, let's go out and have a good time music, but after that point is reached, it can go anywhere. It can go from a 60s sound to a far out, you know, futuristic sound that's never been seen before. Some people are dressed in ripped jeans, others in satins and glittery things, and it's just, in every way, visually and musically, it's just ever-changing.
And your music's like that especially. And back to the album, why don't we tell everyone how they can get a hold of it. It has a very, very striking album cover, and it comes with a poster, and Teenage Suicide is available where, Mark?
Well, if you can't get it, since AAF goes around to a lot of places, you can ask your record store if they don't have it. Gem Record Distributors, J-E-M, like Gemino or Ring or whatever, carry it. You can ask your record store to pick it up. Out through Gem Distributors, or you can write to Jelly Records, which is in Lexington, Massachusetts, Box 485, Lexington, Massachusetts, 02173, and find out information on purchasing the album. We'll be happy to send you one out. There's a lot, you know, you can get it.
One last question, Mark. Your name is Mach, M-A-C-H.
That's
how did you derive that, actually?
Well, excuse me. Mach! Well, let me tell you about Mach Bell.
Tell us about Mach Bell.
Mach Bell is a German, M-A-C-H, for all you Ford owners out there. It's like the Mach 1 on your car. There's a name that goes around here in the United States called Mark, but here in Boston, everybody seems to call that name Mach, so I decided I should be Mach. My name was actually given to me something else, but I became a Mach, and I'd seen other names, something similar to my given name. I didn't want to use that. I felt it was different. I want to have a name so if I ever do become a millionaire, people won't have to identify me by my last name. I want to be like Elvis, Cher, Farrah, and Mach. They don't have to say the last name. Like Oedipus.
Yeah, like Oedipus. And this is Oedipus here with Mach. And we're going back to the music at WAAF in Worcester.
Thanks, Oedipus and Mach. I'm
Five.
Elise, right?
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I'm going to make some history. I tell you, I know you feel the way I do when I say, I don't want to hear no more of this stuff that's coming down through my AM radio. Right now, I want to rock. I said, I got to rock. Steven, I got to rock.
I want to blow, I want to when a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving. He didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
Okay, it's 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Started off with the Rolling Stones block. Live from the Vault, LA Forum, 1975. We had All Down the Line, Fingerprint File, Tumbling Dice. And then, because Mark Bell isn't here, and he was supposed to be today, but we can't be mad at him. He had open heart surgery. Oh, I hope it went great, Mark. We hope you get better soon. We played Joe Perry Project featuring Mark with Once a Rocker, Always a Rocker. Four Guns West, T-Rex's Bang a Gong, they covered there. And then we had a few from Thunder Train. Well, we had a Mark Bell radio interview with Oedipus. That was pretty interesting, back at AAF. Thunder Train with Hot for Teacher. I've Got to Rock and Let Her Rip. All good stuff right here on MFO. Hey! You have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. It's a crash course for the ravers.
91.5 WMFO Medford.